pitch our tent, even here in Bosworth Field. My Lord of Surrey, why look you so sad?
My heart is 10 times lighter than my looks.
My Lord of Norfolk.
Here, most gracious liege.
Norfolk, we must have not, sir. Must we not?
We must both give and take, my loving lord.
Up with thy tent. Here will I lie tonight. But where tomorrow? Well, all's one for that. Who hath described the number of the traitors?
6,000 or 7,000 is their utmost power.
Why, our battalia trebles that account. Besides, the king's name is a tower of strength. It's there upon the adverse faction. What? Up with thy tent. Come, noble gentlemen. Let us survey the vantage of the ground. Call for some men of sound direction. Let slack no discipline, make no delay. For, lords, tomorrow is a busy day.
The weary sun hath made a golden set, and by the bright cracks of his fiery car gives token of a goodly day tomorrow. Sir William Brandon, you shall bear my standard. Give me some ink and paper in my tent. I have brought a form and model of our battle. Limit each leader to his several charge, and part in just proportion our small power. My Lord of Oxford, you, Sir William Brandon, and you, Sir Walter Herbert, stay with me. The Earl of Pembroke keeps his regiments. Good Captain Blunt, bear my good night to him. And by the second hour in the morning, desire the Earl to see me in my tent. Yet one thing more would Captain do for me. Where is Lord Stanley quartered, do you know?
Unless I have misstated his colours much, which well I am assured I have not done, his regiment lies half a mile at least, south from the mighty power of the king.
If without peril it be possible, sweet Blunt, make some good means to speak with him. And give him from me this most needful note.
Upon my life, my lord, I'll undertake it. And so, God give you quiet rest tonight.
Good night, good Captain Blunt. Come, gentlemen, let us consult upon tomorrow's business. Into my tent, the dew is raw and cold.
What is the clock?
It's supper time, my lord. It's 9 o'clock.
I will not sup tonight. Give me some ink and paper. What is my beaver easier than it was? And all my armor laid into my tent?
It is, my liege, and all things are in readiness.
Good Norfolk, hie thee to thy charge. Use careful watch, tools, trusty sentinels.
I do, my lord.
Sail with the lark tomorrow, gentle Norfolk.
I warrant you, my lord.
Keep me.
My lord?
Send out a pursuivant at arms to Stanley's regiment. Bid him bring his power before sun rising, lest his son George fall into the blind cave of eternal night. Fill me a bottle of wine. Give me a watch. Saddle White Surrey for the field tomorrow. Look that my stays be sound and not too heavy. Ratcliffe.
My lord.
So saw the melancholy Lord Northumberland.
Thomas the Earl of Surrey and himself, much about cockshut time, from troop to troop, went through the army cheering up the soldiers.
So, I'm satisfied. A bowl of wine. I have not that alacrative spirit, nor cheer of mind that I was wont to have. Set it down. Is ink and paper ready?
It is, my lord.
Then my guard watch. Leave me. Ratcliffe, about the mid of night, come to my tent and help to arm me. Leave me, I say.
Fortune and victory sit on thy helm. All comfort that the dark night can afford be to thy person, noble father-in-law. Tell me, how fares our loving mother?
I, by attorney, bless thee from thy mother, who prays continually for Richmond's good. So much for that. The silent hours steal on, and flaky darkness breaks within the east. In brief, for so the season bids us be, prepare thy battle early in the morning, and put thy fortune to the arbitrament of bloody strokes and mortal staring war. I, as I may, that which I would I cannot, with best advantage will deceive the time, and aid thee in this doubtful shock of arms. But on thy side I may not be too forward, lest being seen, thy brother, tender George, be executed in his father's sight. Farewell. The leisure and the fearful time cuts off the ceremonious vows of love, and ample interchange of sweet discourse, which so long sundered friends should dwell upon. God give us leisure for these rites of love. Once more, adieu. Be valiant,
And speed well.
Good lords, conduct him to his regiment. I'll strive with troubled thoughts to take a nap, lest leaden slumber pays me down tomorrow, when I should mount with wings of victory. Once more, good night, kind lords and gentlemen. O thou, whose captain I account myself, look on my forces with a gracious eye. Put in their hands thy bruising irons of wrath, that they may crush down with a heavy fall the usurping helmets of our adversaries. Make us thy ministers of chastisement, that we may praise thee in the victory. To thee I do commend my watchful soul, ere I let fall the windows of mine eyes. Sleeping and waking, O defend me still.
Let me sit heavy on thy soul tomorrow. Think how thou stabbed me in my prime of youth at Tewkesbury. Despair, therefore, and die. Be cheerful, Richmond, for the wronged souls of butchered princes fight in thy behalf. King Henry's issue, Richmond, comforts thee.
When I was mortal, my anointed body by thee was punched full of deadly holes. Think on the tower and me, despair and die. Harry the Sixth bids thee despair and die. Virtuous and holy be thou, conqueror. Harry, that prophesied thou shouldst be king, doth comfort thee in thy sleep. Live and flourish.
Let me sit heavy on thy soul tomorrow. I that was washed to death with fulsome wine, poor Clarence, by thy guile betrayed to death. Tomorrow in the battle, think on me, and fall thy edgeless sword. Despair and die. Thou offspring of the House of Lancaster, the wronged heirs of York do pray for thee. Good angels guard thy battle. Live and flourish.
Let me sit heavy on thy soul tomorrow. Rivers that died at Pumfret, despair and die.
Think upon Grey, and let thy soul despair. Think upon Vaughan, and with guilty fear let fall thy lance. Despair and die.
Awake and think our wrongs in Richard's bosom will conquer him.
Awake and win the day.
Think on Lord Hastings.
Despair and die. Quiet, untroubled soul. Awake, awake. Arm, fight, and conquer for fair England's sake.
my cousin smothered in the tower.
Let us be led within thy bosom, Richard, and weigh thee down to ruin, shame, and death.
Thy nephew's souls bid thee despair and die.
Sleep, Richmond, sleep in peace and wake in joy. Good angels guard thee from the boars annoyed.
Live and beget a happy race of kings. Edward's unhappy sons do bid thee flourish.
Richard, thy wife, that wretched Anne, thy wife, that never slept a quiet hour with thee, now fills thy sleep with perturbation. Tomorrow in the battle, think on me, and fall thy edgeless sword, despair, and die. Thou quiet soul, sleep thou a quiet sleep. Dream of success and happy victory. Thy adversary's wife doth pray for thee.
First was I that helped thee to the crown. The last was I that felt thy tyranny. Oh, in the battle think on Buckingham, and die in terror of thy guiltiness. Dream on, of bloody deeds and death. Fainting despair, despairing, yield thy breath. I died for hope ere I could lend thee aid. But cheer thy heart, and be thou not dismayed. God and good angels fight on Richmond's side, and Richard falls in height of all his pride.
Give me another horse! Bind up my wounds! Have mercy, please you.
Soft. I did but dream. O coward conscience, how dost thou afflict me? The lights burn blue. It is now dead midnight. Cold, fearful drops stand on my trembling flesh. What do I fear?
Myself?
There's none else by. Richard loves Richard. That is, I am I. Is there a murderer here?
No.
Yes, I am.
And why?
But from myself, great reason why. Lest I revenge myself upon myself. Alack, I love myself. For any good that I myself have done unto myself. Oh no. Alas, I rather hate myself for hateful deeds committed by myself. I am a villain. Yet I lie, I am not. Fool, of thyself speak well. Fool, do not flatter. My conscience hath a thousand several tongues, and every tongue brings in a several tale, and every tale condemns me for a villain. Perjury. Perjury in the highest degree. Murder. Stern murder in the direst degree. All several sins, all used in each degree, thronged to the bar crying all. Guilty, guilty!
I shall despair.
There is no creature loves me.
And if I die, no soul will pity me. Nay, wherefore should they, since that I myself find in myself no pity to myself? Methought the souls of all that I had murdered came to my tent, and everyone did threat tomorrow's vengeance on the head of Richard.
My lord!
Jones, who's there?
My lord, tis I. The early village cock hath twice done salutation to the moon. Your friends are up and buckle on their armor.
Oh, Ratcliffe, I have dreamed a fearful dream. What thinkest thou? Will all our friends prove true?
No doubt, my lord.
Ratcliffe, I fear.
Nay, good my lord, be not afraid of shadows.
By the Apostle Paul, shadows tonight have struck more terror to the soul of Richard than can the substance of 10,000 soldiers armored in proof and led by Shallow Richmond. 'Tis not yet near day. Come, go with me. Under our tents I'll play the eavesdropper to hear if any mean to shrink from me. Good morrow, Richard.
Good morrow, good morrow.
Cry mercy, lords and watchful gentlemen, that you obtain a tardy sluggard here.
And how have you slept, my lord?
The sweetest sleep and fairest boding dreams that ever entered in a drowsy head have I since your departure had, my lords. And methought their souls, whose bodies Richard murdered, came to my tent and cried on victory. I promise you my soul is very jocund in the remembrance of so fair a dream. How far into the morning is, my lords?
On the stroke of 4.
Why then, 'tis time to arm and give direction. More than I have said, loving countrymen, the leisure and enforcement of the time forbids to dwell upon. Yet remember this, God and our good cause fight upon our side. The prayers of holy saints and wronged souls, like high-reared bulwarks, stand before our faces. Richard accepts, those whom we fight against had rather have us win than him they follow. For what is he they follow? Fully, gentlemen, a bloody tyrant and a homicide. One raised in blood and one in blood established. One that made means to come by what he hath, and slaughtered those that were the means to help him. A base, foul stone made precious by the foil of England's chair, where he is falsely set. One that hath ever been God's enemy. Then, if you fight against God's enemy, God will in justice ward you with his soldiers. If you do sweat to put a tyrant down, you sleep in peace, the tyrant being slain. If you do fight against your country's foes, your country's fat shall pay your pains the higher. If you do fight in safeguard of your wives shall welcome home the conquerors. If you do free your children from the sword, your children's children quits you in your age. Then, in the name of God and all these rights, advance your standards. Draw your willing swords. For me, the ransom of my bold attempt shall be this cold corpse on the earth's cold face. But if I thrive, the gain of my attempt, the least of you shall share his part thereof. Sound drums and trumpets, bold and cheerfully. God and St. George, Richmond and victory! What said Northumberland as touching Richmond?
That he was never traded up in arms.
He said the truth. And what said Surrey then?
He smiled and said, the better for our purpose.
He was in the right. And so indeed it is. Tell the cop there. Give me a calendar. Who saw the sun today?
Not I, my lord.
Then he disdains to shine. For by the book he should have braved the east an hour ago. A black day will it be to somebody. That's it.
My lord?
The sun will not be seen today. The sky doth frown and lower upon our army. I would these dewy tears were from the ground. Not shine today. Why, what is that to me more than to Richmond?
For the selfsame heaven that frowns on me looks sadly upon him.
Arm, my lord. The foe vaults in the fields.
Come, battle. Caparison my horse. Call up Lord Stanley, bid him bring his power. I will lead forth my soldiers to the plain. And thus my battle shall be ordered. My forward shall be drawn out all in length, consisting equally of horse and foot. Our archers shall be placed in the midst. John, Duke of Norfolk, Thomas, Earl of Surrey, shall have the leading of this foot and horse. They, thus directed, we will follow in the main battle, whose puissance on either side shall be well winged with our chiefest horse. This, and St. George to boot. What thinkst thou, Norfolk?
A good direction, warlike sovereign. This found I on my tent this morning.
Jockey of Norfolk, be not too bold. For Dickon, thy master, is bought and sold. Thing devised by the enemy. Go, gentlemen, every man unto his charge. Let not our babbling dreams affright our souls. Conscience is but a word that cowards use, devised at first to keep the strong in awe. Our strong arms be our conscience, swords our law. March on. Join bravely. Let us to it pell-mell. If not to heaven, then hand in hand to hell. What shall I say more than I have inferred? Remember whom you are to cope withal. A sort of vagabonds, rascals and runaways, a scum of Bretons and base lackey peasants, whom their o'er-cloyed country vomits forth to desperate ventures and assured destruction. You, sleeping safe, they bring to you unrest. You, having lands and blessed with beauteous wives, they would distrain the one, distrain the other. And who doth lead them but a paltry fellow, long kept in Britannia at our mother's cost, a milksop, one that never in his life felt so much cold as overshoes in snow. Let's whip these travelers o'er the seas again. Lash hence these overweening rags of France, these famished beggars, weary of their lives, who, but for dreaming on this fond exploit, for want of means, poor rats, have hanged themselves. If we be conquered, let men conquer us, and not these bastard Britons, whom our fathers have in their own land beaten, fought, and thumped, and in record left them the heirs of shame. Shall these enjoy our lands? Lie with our wives? Ravish our daughters? Hark! I hear their drum. Fight, gentlemen of England! Fight, bold yeomen! Draw archers, draw your arrows red! Spur your proud horses hard and ride in blood! Amaze the welkin with your broken staves. What says Lord Stanley? Will he bring his power?
My lord, he doth deny to come.
Up with his son, George's head!
My lord, the enemy has passed the marsh. After the battle, let George Stanley die.
1,000 hearts are great within my bosom. Advance our standards, set upon our foes. Our ancient word of courage, fair St. George, inspire us with the spleen of fire.